Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone on the Blog Talk. Amen. This is Dr. Vernard Johnson. I want to welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We are so excited about what God is doing. All over the world, you're coming to us, and we want to just thank you and greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What you have, he gave you, y'all. What you know, he taught you. Where you come from, he brought you. And I'm telling you, he's bringing you from a mighty long ways. We have a platform on this blog line, or you may say a format, or whatever you want to call it. And that is that we have come to thank God 1,000 times. Amen. Individually. I'm challenging you in Georgia, in Mississippi, in Kentucky, in Illinois, in Texas, in Kansas, all over the world. I can name your city and your state, rather, but I'm challenging you all over the world, in India, in Africa, in Asia, in Rome, Paris, all France, all around there, in England and in Russia, in Afghanistan, and everywhere you can name, we're asking you to take charge and lead thanking God 1,000 times in your area. That's a wonderful thing. Man, can't you hear the Lord speaking to you and saying, yes, you love me. Why don't you lead 1,000 thank yous to me? If you love him, why would you not do it? I want to say that again. If you love the Lord, why would you not want him to get 1,000 thank yous? Surely you wouldn't be jealous of him. If you love the Lord, why would you not want to lead 1,000 thank yous unto the Lord? He'll use you for his glory. Amen. If you love him, surely you would want to lead 1,000 thank yous. And I'm asking you all over the world, be the one to lead that 1,000 thank yous in your group, in Jesus' name. Have your people everywhere thanking God 1,000 times. He'll bless you, and it will position you to receive a miracle from the Lord. Secondly, it will cause people to want to follow you in thanking God more. Yeah. It will focus your mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. Thanking him 1,000 times will do miracles for you. Amen. And position you for a miracle. Amen. So take charge and lead 1,000 thank yous unto the Lord. Tell people, if you want to start a line or a cell line where you tell them folk to call and we'll thank God 1,000 times a day, get it started in your area. Amen. Somebody walked past somebody in the mall and they were going, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, thank you, thank you. See, that comes from this blog line. That comes from the prayer line. Amen. Never before in the history of the world, God showed me, has he gotten so much praise, so many thank yous. When have you ever heard of it? Are you 40 years old, 90 years old, whatever? When have you ever heard of people thanking God so much? You got to recognize what's going on. We're in the midst of a new awakening. In 1740s, they had the Great Awakening. That was a spiritual move, too. But the new awakening is a move, it's a spiritual shift. A spiritual shift from what? From the give me, give me, give me, give me, Lord, give me this, Lord, give me that, Lord, give me this, Lord, do this, do this, do this, do that, do that. Yeah, yeah. But now we have shifted it from the give me mode to the thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for great health. Thank you for strength. God, thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you for my children. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my spouse. Thank you. Just thank him for everything. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. Yeah, in everything, give him thanks. We're just thanking him. Just like we've lost our mind. And pastor, my old pastor, Dr. S.E. Mitchell from Texas, taught me, said, a little praise, Bernard, will take you to heaven. In other words, you can praise him a little bit, and it seems like you're up in heaven. Oh, my God, praising him around the throne. But he said, I dare you to get to Can't Help Us and go to praise him like you lost your mind. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. He said, it will cause heaven to come to you. You ever wanted heaven to come down to you? Just crazy thank him. Thank him like you lost your mind. Give him some crazy praise. And before you know it, God will stop what he's doing and come down and say, hey, I heard you thanking me like that. I just want to know, what is your request? What do you want from me? Let me prove it to you. That thanking him like that is basically giving him crazy praise, doing stuff that folks don't normally do. Your friends make fun of you. They laugh at you, want to call you crazy and everything else, but it's beyond what you would normally do. Here's an example I'm going to give to you. Yeah, Solomon gave him some crazy praise. See, nobody would build him a house. Nobody had built him a house. But Solomon said, I'm going to give you some crazy praise. I'm going to build you a house. I'm going to build you a temple, God. I'm going to get the best lumber. I'm going to get the best of everything. I'm going to get the best gold and everything. I'm going to put gold on the ceiling, gold on the walls, gold up at the top, gold on the floors. Everywhere is gold. And I'm going to bring in the Ark of the Covenant, which is gold. And I'm going to have gold everywhere because you deserve the best. That's all my best, God. I'm giving it to you. God stopped and came down and said, Solomon, what you want? What do you want, boy? Man, ain't nobody ever built me a house. Ain't nobody done this for me. And now I just want to know what you want. Solomon said, Lord, I just want some wisdom for my people. He said, not only wisdom, I'm going to give you wealth. Yeah, because you have done for me what no other man would do. Somebody asked me, well, what do you want, Bernard? What's your utmost goal? My utmost goal is I just want to make the name of Jesus hot again. What do you mean his name ain't hot now? No, it's not hot. It was hot when he was on the earth. You could say, Jesus is coming. Thousands of people flocked from everywhere to see Jesus. In fact, he went into a house one time, and they packed it out so much they had to cut a hole in the roof to let a man down who was afflicted so that Jesus could see him. They couldn't get him in otherwise. It was too packed. They couldn't get him in. And I want to make the name of Jesus hot. If God asks me, if he come down, that's what I'm going to tell him, Lord, I just want to make your name hot like never before. See, what has happened is others, his disciples, have made their names hot. Somebody else, you know I'm telling the truth. Why you want to get angry with me? You know I'm telling the truth. The disciples have made their names hot. So when you call their names, people flock and draw, and thousands of people pack the house out everywhere because their names are hot. That's whose names are hot. Yeah. When you say Jesus, who going to be there? Jesus is going to be there. Oh, I don't know if I'm going tonight. And you might have, 50 people, maybe 100 people in the house. But you say those disciples' names packed out wall to wall. I want to make the name Jesus hot again. See, that's a taught response. The disciples have taught the response to make their names hot. That's a taught response. It's not a normal response. It has been taught to people that when you call their names, you've heard this name so much here, that name so much there, that name, and big crowds until they draw. But see, you can teach the response that come for Jesus can be taught, and God's going to let us teach that around the world. I know some people hearing it now. I don't mind you grabbing it. That'll help us. Yeah. I don't mind you grabbing that. But just don't plagiarize it. Don't try to make like this is your idea. Jesus didn't do that. No. Even God didn't do that. He even says that when you call, they put the name, the words of Jesus in the Bible in red letters so you wouldn't plagiarize him. I heard Jesus say this. And you say what Jesus said. I heard the disciples say this. Paul said this. And you give Paul, the credit for saying it. You don't try to take what he wrote and try to say you said it, because it make you look so foolish. Amen. So, but let's get the name of Jesus hot. That's my goal, just to make the name of Jesus hot everywhere, all over the world, like it used to be hot. Amen. Say Jesus, and thousands were gathered in the field. He had to feed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, because his name was so hot, they were all in the field everywhere. They wouldn't go home. They came to be healed. Because the name of Jesus was hot. Amen. God bless you. I hope you understand me. On this blog line, let's thank him 1,000 times. I'm still on track here. Let's thank him 1,000 times. And when we have thanked him 1,000 times, then we're coming back. I have a few words for you. Before it, I'm going to ask you to make a request unto the Lord. Whatever your heart's desire is, he will receive your request. make your request, and then I'll come back and pray, and then we'll start thanking God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost already, y'all. Amen. Get in on this, whatever you do. When we start thanking him, get in on it, because he's in the house. And when he's in the house, some spectacular things will start happening. So I try to give you a little music. Make your request known unto the Lord. Amen. And when you do that, then we'll come back and we'll thank him. Here's some music. Go ahead and make your request known in your private time with the Lord.
Oh, God, thank you.
God bless you. Heavenly Father, I pray that you hear every one of these requests. Bless these wonderful people, these precious, precious people. Help them, Lord. Forgive me. I pray for every one of my sins, everything I haven't done that I should have done. Forgive me, Lord. I've tried, and I haven't tried hard enough. Forgive me. I'm going to try better. Forgive me for everything I have done, all these things, omission and commission. Please forgive me. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to try to do better, Lord. That's my goal. And to make your name hot is my goal, too. Bless your holy name. Now bless us on this blog line tonight as we send praise up to you. Oh, my God, receive it in the name of Jesus. For it's from our hearts, God, and we want you to have the praise. And all the glory belongs to you. In Jesus. My God, I do feel your presence, even now. Oh, God, I feel your presence even now. As I begin to thank you, Lord, and others come in to give you praise, please receive it in the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
thank you.
Do praise you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Around the world, over 2 billion praises.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, 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 th
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Agree with you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. My grandkids joined my hands. That's one of the most exhilarating things. One is two, and one is about 3 and a half. Yeah, almost 4. Just, they grabbed my hands, wanted to walk with me, and thank God. Some of y'all heard them say, amen. If y'all want to write me, anybody wants to write me, and to help us, amen, as we try to help you, write me at Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 2659. Oh, my God. P.O. Box 26593, Overland, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, P-A-R-K, Kansas. And I want to thank you in advance for what the Holy Ghost told you to do. Amen. I heard it. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. I pray for those who are on the blog line that God would bless your family. Bless your family. Bless everything. And you're coming out, and that God will increase your finances and give you the money to take care of everything that you own, and even increase enlarge your territory. God bless all of you. Had a great time tonight. We'll hear you on the prayer line. If you're not on the prayer line in the morning, you're missing a great treat. Let me give you the number. Get your pen, get your piece of paper. I'll give it to you in just a moment. And also, June the 11th to the 14th, we're going to be in Jacksonville, Arkansas. That's right outside of Little Rock. You fly into Little Rock. It's about 10 miles from there in Jacksonville. Pastor Bishop James Bolden and Dr. Senator Bolden. We're going to be there at Evangelistic Ministries for our convention. They offer their building and all the amenities with it, the television, everything else. So we're taking it. Amen. Amen. God bless all of you. You know, the Bible says promotion. Do I say this, Lord, or not? The Bible says promotion cometh not from the east nor the west, but from the Lord. And I haven't thought this. I haven't written any letters. I haven't tried to talk to anybody about this. But two organizations have approached me about becoming bishop. And I'm not trying to be a bishop. I'm not trying to be nothing great. I serve the great one. I ain't trying to be nothing except what God wants to make me. But I need you to pray with me on this. Because I know that the Lord can move among two or three witnesses. And I want you to pray with me if God wants me to be a bishop. I read the Bible tonight about it. And let me give you this. I'm just sharing with you my heart. Amen. This is a true saying. It says, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, yeah, sober, or good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, nor a striker, nor not greedy of filthy lucre. And I'm naming a lot of things that I know bishops, and they're guilty of all these, some of these things. But patient, not a brawler, not covetousness, or covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Yeah, not a novice, lest be lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. And I've, moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Mm-hmm. I read these things, and, you know, I haven't really wanted to be a bishop. But because I read this, now I desire it. Because the Bible says, he that desireth a good work, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. I haven't asked anybody to try to make me a bishop. I want to put this out here because I know I'm going to be lied on. But I haven't asked anybody, no man, no woman, nobody, to make me a bishop. I haven't even sought it. But two organizations have sought me out and asked me if I would consider. One asked me if I would be the overseer over Kansas for their organization and become the bishop in Kansas. And I haven't sought anybody out. But I know a promotion coming, not from the east or the west, but coming from the Lord. And I read this is a true saying, if a man desired the office of a bishop, he desired a good work. Yeah, so I'd be a fool not to desire a good work. I do desire a good work. I don't want just a good work. I want a great work. Then it says a bishop then must be blameless. And then it says the husband of one wife. I've been married to the same old beautiful, wonderful, wonderful, beautiful girl for 45 years. Amen. I don't know of any wife. I don't think they drugged me and made me marry somebody else. I don't know of nothing like that. But I've been the husband of one wife. Yeah. Vigilant. I am that. Sober. I never have drank before. I had one drink in all my life, and I didn't get drunk. So of a good behavior, try to be on my best behavior. Given to hospitality, yes, I am surely a man of hospitality, and I'm apt to teach. Yeah, I teach all the time. I'm teaching right now. Not given to wine. I don't have no wine hiding it up in my cabinets and carrying on. No, I'm not a striker. I instruct nobody as I know of. Not greedy or filthy looking. Oh, no, not that. But patient. I'm trying my best to be patient. I'm better than I used to be. Amen. You have to learn to be patient, and I'm learning. And I am patient. Not a brawler. I think that's why God chose me to be a leader, because I'm so patient. Not a brawler. No, I'm not leaving in all these brawls and fights and carrying on. No, not covetous. I don't desire to covet nobody's stuff. One that ruleth well his own house. My wife said I do that. Having his children in subjection with all gravity, yes, they do love the Lord. My grandchildren just helped us walk around the house, thanking God. Yeah. If a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? I do know how to rule my own house. Don't have a perfect record. I don't think you do either. Amen. So when y'all find somebody perfect, then show them to me. Not a novice. I'm certainly not a novice. Man, I've been in ministry over 30-something years. I've been blowing the horn for the Lord about 50-something years. I've only blown for Jesus all my life, just playing for the Lord, being lifted up with pride. See, if you're a novice, that will happen. You get lifted up in pride, and you fall into the condemnation of the devil. No, I'm not a novice, and nor do I let myself get lifted up in pride. A lot of great things have happened to me even lately with the cutting of that movie, documentary on my life. But still, I'm not lifted up in pride. Somebody just did this dissertation on my life. It was a great, great, great salute, and thank God for it, but I'm not lifted up in pride. All these things I've read, I fit them, but I want you all to pray with me, because I want us, I'm going to be a bishop, regardless of what people say about me, and say he don't do that, or whatever they want to say, I don't know. But I just want the Lord, I want to be in the divine will of God. If I don't take this, then am I rejecting what God is bringing to me? I want to be in God's divine will. If God has a blessing for me, I do want to take it. I don't want to look back in 5-10 years and say, I wish I had taken that. The Lord was trying to bless me. I didn't even know it. I want to know it. I want to know if God's trying to bless me. If so, pray with me and ask God to give it to me. If you're staying with me, then stand with me, because I don't want to be a bishop by myself. Let's be a bishop together. Yeah, I said it on this line. Let's be a bishop over the blog line. We got over 90 million people. What denomination do you know of has over 90 million listeners? Mm-hmm. Amen. So we are leading people all over the world. And if God wants to make me bishop, then I want you to stand with me. Amen. Would you stand with me? God's going to do this. Stand with me. Don't let me be out there by myself. See, a man taking a walk himself is just a man. He's not a leader. But if you are with me, stand with me. Amen. I teach at our church, how do you put down a lie? If you know the truth, then I'm telling you the truth right now. I'm telling you my heart. I'm speaking from my heart. I haven't talked to never thought about it, trying to get no bishopric or nothing. But it's come to me from two organizations. What can I say? I was reared in a certain organization, but they haven't offered to me to be a bishop. Do I just say, no, I don't want this that's being offered to me, and say, no, I'm just going to wait on this other organization I was raised in, or what? But if they don't see the traits of me being a bishop, then what can I say? The Lord has offered it a different way. And maybe that's his. I said the Lord has offered it a different way. And anything God offers it, I certainly want to accept. So pray with me if you would. I've openly exposed myself to you because I want you to know the truth. I want you to know my heart. I want you to know the truth. I want you to know how this was offered. It came about through, I mean, I don't know why they chose me, but I've had two organizations to ask me to be bishop. And pray with me and see if you believe the will of God. Accept it. You know, if so, let's accept it together. Accept it with me. I don't want to stand there by myself. I want you to stand with me in spirit and help me to accept it in spirit. I tell people all the time, as I won over close to a million, the record goes over a million people right now to Christ. Well, a million people have made decisions for Christ through my ministry. Over a million. And many times I said, now listen to the people who were supporting my work. I said, listen, you stand with me. As I stand, you stand with me. So, once they were standing, they stand in. I recognize I must be the Lord. Because anytime the devil starts fighting against something, it simply means that the Lord, his will, must be involved, because the devil would be fighting it if he didn't want it to fail. Amen. Why would God fight it? Amen. God doesn't have to fight nothing. Amen. It's the devil that has to fight it. So all of that distraction that's coming, I'm deciphering that maybe the devil is trying to keep me from getting it out to the people, because he doesn't want you to really know the truth. Amen. And if he doesn't want you to know the truth, there's a reason why. There is a reason why. So he doesn't want you to pray about it. He doesn't want you to stand with me. He doesn't want you to know my heart. He doesn't want that. There's a reason why. Amen. I just taught on how to recognize the real voice of God. And the real voice of God speaks in mysterious ways. And then one of the things you have to know is how to recognize the real voice of the devil. See, the devil doesn't just speak in verbal languages. He can speak in things that he does to try to block what God's trying to do. And when he tried to block what God is trying to do, know there's a reason why. Amen. There's a reason why. Amen. He's trying to block God's purpose and what God's trying to do. So I may take this as a good sign, if the devil's trying to fight it, that God is with me on it. And then God wants to do it. Amen. Keep praying for me, y'all. Love you. Thank God for you. And may I say good night to you. Have a wonderful night. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Anybody
God
want
bless
to say
you,
something?
And I'll be praying
God bless
for
you.
You.
Be praying for me. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I got people, thank you, on the line from everywhere. And so I'm glad I just talked with you. I asked God if it was all right to share it with you. And I thought not, but the Holy Ghost said, yes, share it now.
Thank you.
And I did. So be praying with me. But let's put this thing together. Amen. And if the Lord is in this to make me a bishop, then let's be a bishop together. Amen. I'm like that. That's my spirit. I don't want to ever have crap mentality. If I go up, you have to go down. No, no, no. I want to take you with me. if I'm going up, I'm taking you with me. Amen.
Jesus.
So let's go up together. God bless you. Love you. And keep me in your prayers. Amen. That I just make the right decisions in life. I mean, some will not like it. Say he's getting out of the brotherhood of this or that. And listen, I'm in the brotherhood of Jesus Christ. That's the greatest brotherhood you can know of ever in the history of the world. And for people who think that their denomination is the only brotherhood, you got that wrong. You got that wrong. There is a brotherhood of Christ. And when Christ motivates you and takes you up, no man can bring you down. Amen. That's who I want to motivate me and to elevate me. Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night. And may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and give you grace and mercy. I'm closing with this. No matter what you're going through, it's going to be all right. I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Be all right. Gonna be all come in. Bless their family. Bless their home. God bless their money. Bless their bank account. The devil doesn't want them to have the money. But God, you're changing the money from the evil ones and giving it to your people who love you, that we might be able to support your ministry all over the world. God, the large gift that corporations are getting and others are getting, Lord, now the gift shall be given to your people who are doing the work of the Lord. The $100,000 gifts, the $1 million gifts, the $2 million, the $5 million, the $10 million gifts now are going to the people who are doing the work of the Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. And thank you for making us a conduit. I receive this in the future, Lord, that you will do this for Jesus' sake, for Christ's sake, and for the glory of God. Support your work everywhere. Support your ministries everywhere. Let them no longer have to beg for money to do your work. Let the money be readily available, Lord, to do your work, that you might have your soon-coming kingdom supported everywhere all over the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord, for it. Amen and amen. God bless you. It's going to be all right. Thank you. try to bring some other people on the blog line. Bring some other people. They'll thank you. They will thank you. Your neighbors will thank you. Your friends at church will thank you. People will thank you. They just need to know about it, know how to get on here. And when they see how they thank God all over their houses and how they plead the blood of Jesus all over their homes, and they see how they're being blessed and the anointing falling and how they're getting miracles, they will thank you. Amen. You make a friend for life. Why don't you pursue it? God will bless you in a great way. Amen. Thank you. Have a good night. Have a wonderful night. God bless you.